The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. This is a show that I was guided to create so that people would have a place to ask those questions that they have about their lives and get the answers from the guidance, from a higher source, from those divine beings who know everything and can actually tell you things that your own brain can't come up with. I am the host of the show, or the hostess of the show, well, whichever way you want to see it. My name is Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. Couldn't remember what I was there for a second. I help people to gain a deeper understanding of who they are and what is going on in their life and what it all means and how to let go of what they no longer want to live and start living what they actually truly desire. And I'm also a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a speaker, an author, and I'm sure I'm a lot of other things too. And today I have my wonderful, incredible, amazing, magical, beautiful, I like to give her lots and lots of build up because she's one of those people that really all of this stuff is true for. DC Love. Let's see if the computer is going to let her on. And it's just spinning its little heart out. Okay, DC, I'm bringing up the other one. I met DC through Blog Talk. She was listening to one of my shows and she called in and she asked questions and gave her answers and we started talking and I just can't imagine my life without her. She's just become truly one of my friends, and I just love her. And that's why I do this show with her a lot of times, and I do Morning with Jesus with her every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we just share our gifts together. And it's just wonderful to me the way that we kind of complement each other, you know. She'll say something and I'll be getting the same thing and then I'll elaborate on something and then she'll have something to say about it. And it's like we're both getting the message for the person that we're working with. And it's just, it feels so good. They're right about when you are doing what you love. It just feels good. It makes you really want to get up in the morning and start your day because you know that you're going to be enjoying every moment of it. Of course, the one thing I don't necessarily enjoy is the fact that my computer stops working and won't let me bring DC on. There she is.
Hello. Yes, hello, hello, Barbara.
Hi,
it's
DC.
An honor to be Ash. And this is, in fact, a show that I heard, and this is where I first connected with you, with this amazing show, and my life has been forever changed, and I'm just so blessed to be able to do shows with you as well. I mean, it's just like a dream come true, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. I'm so honored.
For me, too. Yes. Okay, tell everybody about you now.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a great Friday. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels. And we can't forget, of course, the one and only, you know, not so divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me. She actually threatened me. And we've been together ever since. But it took me a while, and I figured out it really is a divine connection, Joan, and I do love you. Joan has left a door open, and others have walked through this beautiful space. In doing so, it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it provides me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Greetings from DC Love, the magical DC Love. It's all good. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, well, I just can't wait to see what kind of fun we're going to have today.
Yeah.
Okay. So my computer's acting weird, so I can't access the chat room. So if you've got in the chat room to
I'm blessed because my phone service with my cable provider went out yesterday. And I didn't get it up and running until this morning, and I was really upset. I'm thinking, I am going to miss this beautiful show with Barbara. Come on, angels, give me a break. Help me here. And sure enough, they helped me in my phone service. I knocked everything over. Everything fell out of everything. Together with the help of the angels. And when I got done, everything worked. So it's kind of amazing.
Well, that's good. And
it is.
Who has a question, since you can't talk to me in the chat room, you can call 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And we do make an effort to get to everyone who calls in. So sometimes you have to wait a while, but we really do. Okay. Our first caller is from area code 850. Hi, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. I just had some questions and seeing if y'all could help out with any type of angel messages. I was thinking about moving, and my house is kind of small. I moved in my stepmother, who's got Alzheimer's, and the house is kind of small for me and my boyfriend because she had to take over the other bedroom. And, you know, of course, my dream is to be further on the water. I'm about 9 miles now, but my dream's always be on the water because that's where my energy is. And I just wondered what you see and any type of spiritual messages you might have.
Okay, well, let's see what we're getting. We see.
Yes, Michelle, thank you for calling in this afternoon.
Thank you.
And as you said your name, do you know the Beatles songs, Michelle Mabel?
The what?
Mabel. It's a Beatles song, Michelle Mabel. I was hearing the song playing for you, so maybe if you go and look up the words, because I'm not exactly sure of like all the words that go together, but it's Michelle and then my Bell. These are words that go together well.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, and then
Michelle,
I'm hearing,
my Bell
I need
is
to
a
I
song.
See, oh, what you mean to me. So that song started to play as soon as you said your name. So I'm thinking maybe if you go and like look at the lyrics, maybe it means something to you. But I am getting that, Michelle, I don't know if you know it, you have a really strong spiritual connection. That's the first thing I got.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yes, and you were asking about like moving and everything, and the angels gave you a thumbs up, and they're saying that your decision is going to be the correct one, and it's going to lead to your like overall happiness, hon, okay? I see you surrounded by positive energy. It's going to bring you all that you're, you know, desiring. So all you really have to do on your part is follow your heart and do what you believe is right, okay?
Okay.
Okay? So just, you know, hold on to this. But it is a time, of course, to make a decision. And you've got to be clear, you know, on what you want. And, you know, don't make it feel, like, more complicated than it has to be. Okay? You're very intuitive.
Okay.
And if you use your intuition, you know, you're going to be able to sort all of this out. So listen to that little voice within, okay? You've got to, again, get clear on what you want. Then you've got to go forward, and please don't look back, okay?
Okay.
So the angels are saying, do not
procrastinate. The angels are saying what?
Do not procrastinate, okay?
Okay.
That you've really got to make your decision and just keep moving forward. And we have Archangel Zadkiel coming in, and he's talking about solutions, okay? So you've got to be a little bit more patient, and please don't get stressed out. He's saying if you get stressed out, hon, just take a deep breath, okay? Breathe in and then breathe out very deeply, in through the nose, out through the mouth. If you do that maybe like two or three times, you're going to see how much more in control that you feel, okay? So you've got to be patient. And I'm getting that this is going to be, you know, a decision that's going to lead to success for you, okay?
Okay.
So you just, you know, you've got to just, you know, be patient, but you've got to, you do have to make a decision. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Archangel Zadkiel, but he's the angel of memory. And he could help us to remember facts or, like, different parts of the situation that we may have forgotten. And he's also known as the angel of forgiveness. So he's saying, you know, Michelle, call upon me when you need to, you know, regain maybe a balanced point of view, you know, and in maybe like in regard to others or your own past experiences. But he's going to help you, and, of course, there's going to be solutions. And
okay.
I'm seeing, I don't know if you're involved with someone, but I'm getting like little hearts all around you. And
but
this is
I have
be
a boyfriend that I've had for about 4 years. He's kind of been my rock, trying to take care of my mom that's got Alzheimer's.
You feel like he's going to be even more of a rock, and this person's going to be really the one that, you know, helps you to really bring things together as well. Okay. And at this time as well, Michelle, I'm getting that you're going to have, like, really amazing and lasting spiritual insight, okay? So, again, the word intuition is coming up. Trust your intuition, because your intuition is going to help lead you to happiness, okay?
Okay.
So you have everything you need within you. You've just got to, you've got to be able to just, you know, say, okay, angels, you know, I'm gonna make a decision. And if you ask them for help, they're going to help you, okay? But the biggest thing I'm getting here, please do not overanalyze the situation. There's no need to struggle, okay?
Okay.
Because what I'm getting right now, like presently, what the angels are saying, Michelle, for you, is sort of like your heart is sort of like in conflict with your mind. So when that happens, we don't make a choice, okay? And we could also become like really unnecessarily stressed. It's exhausting. And the angels are saying, you've got to realize you do have the ability to make that wise, intuitively sound decision, Michelle. Okay?
Okay.
So what I'm getting is you're really not listening to that beautiful inner wisdom within. It's sort of like you're spinning your wheels in a car, and the car's not going anywhere, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the angels are there. They want to help you with this. And what I'm getting, you know, this is going to lead to beautiful transformation, okay? There's going to be changes that are happening. There are going to be changes for the better. This is a time of growth, and it may feel like a little bit crazy. It may feel a little bit difficult, but the angels are saying, Michelle, this is only an illusion. Things are not falling apart, hon. They're falling into place for you, And when all is said and done, you're going to have a beautiful new life with new adventures, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to be able, you know, to just, you know, review everything, listen to your gut, and then you're going to be able to make that decision, okay?
And what was you saying about my boyfriend?
I think the relationship is going to get even deeper. It's going to be even more beautiful than it is.
Oh, that's good.
And he's going to help you, okay? And just make sure that you're always surrounding yourself with positive people, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, like summer is over, so we are in the, you know, the season of the fall season, and I'm getting this is the perfect season for you because this is when everything is going to change for you. Just as the leaves on the tree start to change colors, this is going to be the time of amazing change for you, okay? You're going to be rewarded for all the work that you've done, okay? And just keep going forward, and as long as you keep taking steps on the path that you're supposed to be on, it's going to be very positive, and it's going to end up for your highest and best. You've got to have a little bit more patience, and then you're going to see, you know, the rewards that are coming your way. And in the interim, use your time wisely while you're waiting, okay?
Okay.
So I'm even getting, you know, this is the perfect time for you to even plan a trip. If you've been planning, you know, on thinking about, like, a trip, this is the perfect time for you. Okay, I'm also getting the number 7 around you, okay? And that's a very powerful number. And that means do not procrastinate, okay?
Okay.
So the words, you know, procrastination came up a couple times. So you've really got to be able to, you know, think about things, and you are going to be able to make that decision that you need to make, okay?
Okay.
So make sure, like, if you're having a hard time, make sure you meditate. Get outside, take a walk. And this will help you to clear your mind and listen to that little inner voice. If you ask, you know, a question, you could, you know, if you ask a question and listen to what your body is telling you, if it's, you know, if it's good, it's going to be like a feel-good kind of feeling, you know, around you, like sort of like a nice warm hug or something like that. But if it's bad, then you're going to feel like icky, like an ickiness or maybe pains here or there, and saying, no, you know, this is not the right decision for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay. So what I'm getting, okay, angels want to play a game with you. Are you up for a game, Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're saying, okay, they want you to pick a color. And here's the colors they're throwing out at us. They're giving us purple. They're giving us dark blue. They're giving us green. They're giving us orange. They're giving us red. They're giving us yellow. And they're giving us light blue. And they're saying which color, you know, most resonates with you as we're on the phone call today. I'll say the colors again. Purple, dark blue, green,
purple,
orange, red, yellow, or light
out.
Blue. What's
purple
that?
Purple is standing out.
Okay, so purple resonates with your crown chakra, and that's at the top of your head, okay? And this chakra is going to help you to bring solutions to the problems that you have, but you've got to focus on your spirituality and the way in which you understand others, okay? So I would even say, you know, maybe do a meditation with your crown chakra, in fact, okay? And that's
with the what
that's
now?
The crown chakra is at the top of your head.
Uh huh.
Okay, I don't know if you know anything about your chakras. They're little energy centers in our body.
Uh oh.
And I'm just talking right now about the 7 main chakras. Well, the crown chakra is at the top of your head. It's a couple inches actually off of your, you know, your physical head. And this is a chakra that's going to help you to find the solutions to the problems that you need. Okay, so I would say even go onto YouTube or something and look up, like, crown chakra meditation. Pick one that resonates with you, hon, and it's going to help you to really find those solutions you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm getting the letter G around you. That might be someone that helps to come in and helps you solve these issues. It could be a first or last
what?
Name.
G?
The G. Uh-huh.
Like in
and if
G?
It doesn't resonate with you now, it will at some point, so just write it down, okay?
Okay, the letter G.
Yes. Usually it's a name. It could be a first name or a last name of someone that's going to come in and help you, okay?
Okay. Well, my stepmother, the one I'm taking care of with Alzheimer's, her name is Ginny.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know what the correlation is, what the message is right now, but it's significant with the letter G. So just be open to receiving a message in that regard, okay?
Okay.
And I wish you the best, Michelle. Everything is going to, like I said, work out for your best, but just realize that you do have this amazing spiritual connection. And please, connect with your angels. They're waiting to, you know, to help you, okay?
Okay.
And they're saying,
you
know,
God bless.
Yes, honey, and they're saying, Michelle, you do have, like, these obstacles that you feel that are around you, but these are going to help you to really move forward. They're going to help you to grow, okay? And they're
okay.
saying, Michelle, you know, open your arms wide and receive, because there's going to be a beautiful new opportunity that is waiting for you.
Open up
And sometimes
what?
When we do your arms wide to receiving all the new and good that's coming your way, all the new opportunities.
Okay.
Okay, and
open.
Challenges that you have right now, they do serve a purpose. They help us to recognize what is no longer serving our highest and best, okay? So the angels
okay.
are saying, Michelle, it's time for you to let go of those limiting beliefs, ideas, and situations, okay?
Okay.
And I just see a major change coming home, and the energy that ushers in with this is going to be like a whoosh. It's just going to be so amazing, okay? So God bless
okay.
you, and good luck.
Thank you so much, honey. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Barbara, are you with us? Barbara? Michelle, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Michelle hung up.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
That's
I thought
okay.
I hung up. I got scared. Barbara. I'm like, did I do that? I didn't. So I'm glad I'm still here.
Yes, you're still here. So,
okay.
So we will move to our next caller, and we will get to talk to the wonderful, beautiful, joy-filled Alina.
You are too doggone kind. You're so nice, Barbara. You're so wonderful. Thank you.
So are you.
Oh, Alina, it's so beautiful, your voice.
I feel like I've been through a war.
Oh, my gosh.
You
have.
You went through a hurricane.
He did. And
yeah, but
oh, my gosh, she was on my mind. I don't know if you heard me talking to you, Alina, but I was, you know, talking to you and, you know, sending, like, love and prayers and safety for you and your aunt.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah, we were so fortunate. I mean, it turned into a Category 1. But, geez,
yes,
Alina.
Oh, my gosh.
Scary.
Now, you didn't meet any interesting men, did you, during all that time?
No. I didn't. No.
Andrew was saying not out enough because you may have met some, you know, you may have met someone. Because I did tell you, like I said, I saw water around you and I saw like some fish.
What?
So, you know, and around that, and that's where I saw like, you know, some gentlemen coming in. Okay.
Yeah. Some new friends, but no men. Interesting. Oh, God.
Yep.
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Sure.
Of course.
Okay.
That's what this was about, right? To get answers to life's questions.
Oh, there you go. Amazing. Gosh, where to begin? I had asked you about the computer. I think the computer, the used one at the recycling center, might be gone. But if you... I'm just going to ask again because I kind of threw $550 away on a computer that didn't work. So I'm kind of like overly cautious now. It was probably overly cautious before too, but that didn't work. You pick up that it might be stronger if I get something at the Lower East Side Ecology Center, which would mean I'd get a Mac, which I do love, or go for the $200 new PC type.
Okay. Got a yes with the first one, Alina, with the Mac.
Okay, then I'll stay with that. I mean, I know that makes me happiest, and that's what I love using.
Yeah,
so.
And that's what I was getting, hon.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, what are the angels showing me? They're showing me so much with Alina. I'm trying to figure out what they're showing me. Okay, let's see. Okay. Right now, the angels are saying, Alina, so right now, just... peace, okay? Everything is going to work out perfectly for you, okay? And she's saying, Alina, everything is okay, girlfriend. There's nothing to fear, okay? Because whatever is on your mind and it's making you worry and stuff, she's saying that's ego trying to come in, okay? Try to stay positive and peace within your situation and focus on having that peace. And Interesting, Mom. She could really use a vacation after what she went through. I totally agree, Helena. Oh? So
yeah,
just, you know, maybe we'll put that out to the angels and see if they'll send you on some beautiful vacation, and maybe that's where you're going to meet this guy, okay? So I'm getting from angels as well, you've got to seek the truth. Because the truth you seek is already within you, Helena. You've got to listen. You've got to trust. You've got to observe. Everything that you need to know is already within you. And the angels are saying, Helena, you were born with that truth, okay, with that universal knowledge of your body cells, okay? This is a situation right now, and it's sort of like a little bit of a test for you from the universe, okay? But you've got to stop, you've got to be still, and you've got to breathe. And as I was telling the last caller, you know, about feeling that, you know, answer within, the situation, you know, within your abdomen, how your body reacts. What you're going to do right now, Helena, is you're going to ask your body about the computer, okay?
Okay.
So you ask your body if the Mac is going to be the right, you know, one for you, and if you feel peaceful and content, that means that's a positive answer, okay? So that's what the angels want you to start, like, using that inner knowledge and, you know, really trust what you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
And this is going to help you with people around you, because I'm getting, you know, you've got to watch even the people around you. Sometimes they're not as trustworthy as they could be, and sometimes they're not disclosing everything to you, okay? So the angels are saying this is going to help you, Helena, to be a truth seeker, okay?
Yeah, I am a truth seeker. I really am, and that's right about the people. I mean, the people at the radio station. And even Auntie, who means well, is not straightforward. And it's just, it's been a bizarre situation. Plus, there's been nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Where I live in Jersey is comfortable, but it's the way wrong location. Then I live in Brooklyn, and that's uncomfortable. And then I go to my aunt's, and that's crazy.
Like a whirlwind for you, my goodness, you know?
Do you pick up any point? Time frame, I don't know, where I'm going to get to be living somewhere where it's really home in all senses.
I'm getting a yes. So I am getting a yes about that, but I'm getting that you've got to put that out to the universe and feel it as if it's already there, okay?
Yeah.
Positive, and put that out intention out to the universe. The angels, they're going to help you to find that perfect place. And I'm getting, Helena, all areas of your life are on the upswing. I'm seeing, like, Ginger showing me, like, little dollar signs. And even getting, like, love might be in the cards in the near future, okay?
Okay.
So Ginger is saying, come on, Helena, let's ride the tide, you know? This is going to be a wave of, you know, amazing security for you on all different levels.
Okay.
So you've just trust that you truly deserve it, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And that's what they're showing me. Everything, though, is going to be beautiful. You're going to have a major, major, major change. Saying it's not major, it's major, major, major. It's going to be a new beginning for you. And Helena, you are going to discover your real life purpose, okay? So get ready, because you're just saying this is a significant change, okay? You have the ability to overcome anything that comes your way. It's at the end of the day. That's the release. If you're holding on, it's best. All this beautiful flow of energy in you now during the face of adversity. Okay? And you're asked to remove any kind of like deadwood from your life, okay?
Okay.
So, what I'm getting, Helena, is Ginger's giving you like this little shade, and she wants you to get all the weeds in your garden, okay?
Okay.
You're
That's
going
so
to
funny
that you-
because. I just found my aunt's gloves in my handbag. I just found my aunt's gardening gloves in my handbag because I went over to help a cousin.
That's another sign. That's wonderful. I think that is so awesome. Well, you know, I ask you, please do not hang up on Barbara because it's Barbara's turn, okay?
Yeah, I just got to say one thing. I mean, I feel I have discovered my life's purpose. I'm not doing it all.
You know, there's
the
even
moment,
more, Helena, there's even more beautiful stuff coming for you. I'm getting the letter D around you.
D. Okay.
D.
D. okay, you just confirmed something, because there's someone I'm starting to get, like, feeling really good about the work I'm doing and proud of it.
Okay.
And there's someone with initial B that I want to send my work to. And it's a long shot, but if she could help me, it would be friggin' phenomenal. And you got
friggin' phenomenal,
that letter.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Jane, Helena,
yeah.
You know what? Just put the intentions out to the universe and let the angels help you, hon. They can't come in and help you unless you give permission. Unless, of course,
honey,
your life is in danger, then they can help. You know what? Every day, like, talk to the angels. Whatever's on your mind, you know, like, make it sort of like a meeting. You have a meeting with your angels every day, and whatever's on your mind, know about it, okay? Because you know what? If we keep that beautiful line of communication open, major things that happen in our life don't have to be bad. They can only be the good stuff. If something, like, is coming your way and you're not asking the angels, you know, then the angels can't help. This way, if anything is going to go on, they could actually, you know, make sure that it's good stuff and something that you don't want. Okay?
Awesome. But I have to tell you, I was going to ask you about that initial B. So you came up with it before me, which is really a big, big gift.
Okay. Well, hold on, because I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, honey.
All right. Hi, Barbara. Thank you.
Hello, Helena.
Hello, Barbara.
So,
I'm at
have you been doing
right
the?
Now.
Oh, that's good. Airports
yeah.
are fun. So, have you been doing the space available?
What?
Have you been doing the self-love work?
I have been.
And how does it feel?
It feels good. And you know, the funny thing is, you help bring it even more. And I was doing it like before that, and being very surprised that I just love me. I love me if I'm overweight. I love me if I'm nice weight. I just love me, and that's a good thing. You know.
Yeah.
And still more work, but yeah, it's great. Thanks for that.
You are welcome. It really does shift things in ways that are not necessarily what you expect. It could feel really good.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So let's see what they want to say to you now.
Okay.
The first thing they're saying is keep doing the self-love. That self-love is your key to how your life is evolving. That's incredibly important for you. And you're going to find that it opens you up in ways that you may not have been open before. They're even saying it may open you up in ways connected with relationships which are different than what you had always planned on. They're not saying that anything's going to change. They're just saying it's opening you up and it's not a problem.
Jeez, she knows me.
Oh, I just love the way they're saying that. You know.
Well,
don't fret. It's okay.
I feel good about that, too. I mean,
yeah.
I really do, and not in a clingy, crazy way.
Good, good. It was the clingy and crazy we needed to get rid of.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. And if you haven't listened to last night's recording, you need to do that.
Yeah, not yet. I was wiped out.
Okay. There's some stuff in there that you would really benefit from. Really seriously benefit from. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do they want to say? Ooh, okay, so right now the angels are filling you with divine grace. And divine grace is this amazing energy that creates miracles. It creates something out of nothing that is not logical. It doesn't flow along what you expect or what people have told you is possible. It just does what it does. And that divine grace energy is filling every cell in your body right now. And I don't know what this has to do with you getting a flight home, but apparently there's some connection. So if something miraculously happens, you know, and you get on this wonderful flight and you even get first class and they serve you champagne, you know, that's all part of this divine grace. So just accept it. If they offer it, say yes.
Oh, totally. Definitely say yes to first class. I don't know if it's going to happen, but
I don't know either. But
as long as, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm space available,
so it
looks like I'm
going to
get on. Yeah. That and getting my show together for 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. This is like everything's on the run. Right up there.
And let the divine grace work with your show, too. Let all of that flow and to have it happen in unexpected and miraculous ways. That's what you're opening up your life to. You are opening up to having things happen in ways that you yourself could not have done it, because you are allowing yourself to be assisted and you are receiving what is being given. That's an important step that happens when you actually love yourself. They're saying that even the computer, that can be so much more than you have in mind. You know, you probably have in mind, I'll go here and they'll have it. It'll probably cost you this much and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying to just drop all of that and just set the intention that you're going to get the computer. It's going to be a Mac. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be everything that you need. You don't know how it's going to come or how much it's going to cost, but you know it's all going to work out exactly perfect for you because you deserve it. And that's what happens when you love yourself.
So funny. I'm at it.
A whole new level.
I'm happy. I'm really ready to go. Sign me up. I'm there. It's funny. I'm at the airport standing against a wall. All these people all around. My eyes are closed. It's really comical. Oh, I got to ask you something else. With my aunt, my cousin texted me and they want to go visit. I don't know if I was being obnoxious, trying to be nice. I just said she should wait a day so Rosie can rest. Because my aunt's like gets manic obsessive. And she's 95 and she pushed herself like crazy. And I worry too much. And it was kind of not a nice situation. It calmed down as the hurricane did, but woof. And I was just worried about her, you know, getting company. Because when she gets company, she gets manic.
Yeah.
So
it feels like a good idea for her to have a day or two to just breathe.
Yeah.
To just get more comfortable with her own space, her own life, before more people
and do her,
start coming in.
Yeah. Her routine where she sleeps during the day on her chair, you know. And so, do you think this cousin understood what I told her?
Well, they were telling me that it was the best thing for your aunt. Let's see what they're saying about the cousin.
I mean, I wasn't, you know, nasty and all that.
The cousin didn't like it. They wanted to go and be there. They, you know, it's like they wanted to be there. It really feels pushy.
I think they might have a little ulterior motives, too. I think they want to go get money from her, too. I have a feeling.
Well, they will do whatever they do, and it's not you, it's not your business. So you did what was best for your aunt, which was tell them to give her some time, give her some space.
Yeah, just a day or two,
comfortable.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really all
she
needs.
Wait till Sunday. Yeah. She just needed a day to rest rather than have to jump in her car, go get food for them, and, you know, go crazy.
Yeah.
Because she'll bend over backwards. That's the weird thing with my aunt. She's a character. She really is.
And I would expect no less. She's your aunt. She has to be.
Well, no, it's not a blood relation. I mean, I was adopted. It's funny.
Now, look, she's been your aunt all your life. So let go of
absolutely.
That blood thing. She's your aunt. I would expect no less.
Okay. Yeah, she is.
Funny
girl.
Alina, I'm getting a message from the angels. They're saying the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, and that's
so
scary.
You know,
that's friggin' scary.
No, her good, a lot of good qualities, and you have a lot of good qualities, and they're very similar, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
And you know what?
Yeah,
she must be doing something right because she's, you know, at that beautiful age and everything. So just make
yeah.
sure you, you know, see what her secrets are as well, you know?
Oh, yeah, I have. You know what's funny? I had sent a thing into the local news channel telling them what a good job they did. They got back to me, and then they said, hey, since you liked us so much, would you do a video? I sent a video of me. My Aunt Rosie didn't want to get in on it. Then I told them I was there for her 95th birthday. I said, oh, we'd love to have it. So, of course, I said, oh, they want you, Aunt Roro. So I did a video of her. This is hysterical. Now she's going to end up being on the news, which is really going to make her day. It's
beautiful.
Funny.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Isn't that a hoot?
Yeah. That is.
Because yeah, they said they'll use it. Yeah, it really is. It's sweet.
You really do have a lot of her good qualities, you know?
Thanks.
It's hard when you're like that close. You don't realize it, but you do have a lot of her good qualities.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah. No. And then I see some of the weird ones, and it's like, oh Jesus, no.
You probably have some of those too, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all part of what makes you the unique Helena that you are.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you guys have been a great help. Oh, gosh. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC. Love the letter B, DC. Awesome.
Tell Aunt Roro we send our love.
Okay, when I talk to her again, I have to tell her I have a gardening glove, which means she doesn't have to work for a few days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if there's anything else they want to say to you before we end this. Let's see. All right, so Mother Mary wants to give you a message. So here is Mother Mary. My beautiful, beloved one, it is so wonderful that you are finally beginning to recognize you, that you are beginning to love yourself, to open your heart to you, to not be one of those people who is just going along and being battered by the world, by other people's ideas and impressions. Now you can stand strong in who you are and let everybody else be who they are and know that it doesn't affect you unless you choose to have it affect you. This is you standing in your power. This is you just beginning to stand in your power, and you will see miracles as a result. Know that your life is becoming something wonderful. It truly is, and you truly deserve it. And we are with you. We are holding you in our arms because you are loved. You've always been loved, but now you're beginning to accept that you deserve love. This is a beautiful time in your life. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Live it fully. You are loved exactly as you are. You are beautiful exactly as you are. You are precious to me. Exactly as you are. I love you, Helena. I love you, Helena. I love you, Helena. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Okay, thank you.
And Helena,
yeah.
As Barbara was giving that beautiful message to you from Mother Mary, I kept on Let It Be. And I find
yeah.
So Mother Mary comes
Mary
to me. So Mother Mary is
speaking
to you. She's speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. It must be a Beatles kind of day here. That's the second Beatles song, but that's the song that I got for you is Let
that's
It Be.
That's a great one. Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll carry that with me today.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, have
Judy.
Fun.
Thank
meet
you.
Lots of interesting people and flirt with all the
yeah.
weekend.
Okay.
Ginger saying she's a fish out of water, Mom. Don't adapt to your surroundings, Selena. Okay. You know, wherever you are, just be comfortable. Until you find that forever house, just be forever home. Be comfortable wherever you are. She's saying,
well,
she's sort of like
even
a fish out of water.
Just comfy. Yeah, well, I don't stay in one place long enough. I'm always on the run.
Yeah. It's going to get better, Helena.
Thanks.
Yes, it is.
Good.
Okay, well, enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you, lady. Thank you very, very much.
Perfect. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 916. Hi, who's this?
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy in California.
Hello, Nancy. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've been studying a lot of different modalities of alternative healing, and at the moment I've been doing a lot of remote healing with experienced healers and found that I've learned a lot from that, you know, to trust my intuition. But I'd love to know what my next step is. What's going on is that every time I sign up for a course, it's either canceled or the building is shut down. So I think the universe is telling me that's not the right direction to go. So I was curious what you saw.
Okay, well, let's see what we're getting.
Okay, Nancy, this is DC. And I was getting the word trust, okay? That's the first thing that I got for you is just trust.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know that God, you know, has this beautiful infinite intelligence. And as you asked a question, I saw doorways opening for you, okay? And these are answers to prayers. So just allow the angels to come in and to guide you where you're supposed to be. And Mother Mary is with you, and she's asking that you step out of your own way and, you know, allow God and the angels to come in and help you. So if there's any fears that you have, any worries, any anxieties, you know, just give that to the angels, and then you're going to be able to trust in God's wisdom for this beautiful situation, okay?
Okay.
Everything is going to happen in divine right timing. And what I'm getting as well is, I see you as a spiritual teacher. Nancy, I don't know if you see yourself as a spiritual teacher, but that's what I'm getting, that you are a healer. And you can help people with your beautiful words, okay?
Okay.
So your words are very healing as well. And I'm getting, like I said, you're a beautiful, natural channeler, and you bring guidance to others. And it's just amazing. So I don't know if you thought about teaching. Is that one of the things that you would consider? Because that's what I'm getting. Allow your angels and help you and really, you know, take those steps. And Nancy,
well,
as you do, notice your thoughts and your feelings and different signs that come your way, because these are the angels and they're giving you clarification about your path. Okay?
Okay.
Do you work with crystals at all in your healing practice? Because I'm getting crystals would be amazing to work with. They're going to amplify energy.
Yeah, I just came back a few months ago from the Crystal Quest, and I gathered some crystals, and I haven't used that. Actually, I'm just kind of a student at the moment. I haven't practiced except for the remote healing. So
okay.
This is kind of like the beginning. That's why I was wanting to get some clarification.
Okay, well, I do see you, like, stepping onto a path of being a teacher, okay? And you've just got to trust that, you know, as you ask your angels for guidance, they're going to lead you, you know, down that path. But, you know, don't worry about your path. Continually, you know, have a conversation with your angels, okay? They'll help you. They're going to guide you. And, you know, if we worry about things, it never, you know, it never helps the situation. But when we pray and, you know, ask the angels for help, it definitely opens doorways. Okay, so allow the angels to come in and to help you to, you know, to find the happiness and the peace that you want in regard to the situation. And as, you know, they help you, you're going to have intuitive, you know, sort of like urges, and you're going to know which direction to head in, okay? So it's like, you know, you and the angels are going to co-create the answers to your prayers. Okay, but I do see a beautiful path, and like I said, I see you as a spiritual teacher. I see a lot of books around you. Do you read a lot of books?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I, you know what? I wouldn't even, I wouldn't be surprised even if there's a book within you that wants to, you know, to be written as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I do see, like, books are part of your purpose. And just, you know, enjoy what you're doing and keep, you know, keep healing and learning. And you're going to be guided, you know, to the next, you know, level, okay?
Okay,
so just keep,
I'm trusting.
Just,
yeah,
you know, stay optimistic. Things are going to happen for you, hon. They're coming your way. And Mother Mary is with you, and she's just asking that you always, you know, see life from a point of gratitude, okay?
Oh, yes, I do.
And if you need help, you could ask, you know, to see the situation through the divine, you know, through the divine's eyes, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, your future is going to be amazing. So that's what I have for you. I hope it brought a little bit of clarity, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Nancy.
You did. Well, thank you, DC. Thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless.
Okay, Nancy, so the first thing I'm getting is a question, and the question is, why are you interested in healing?
Okay, why I am? Oh, you're asking me.
Yes.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Healing, well, in a sense, I think I kind of consider myself the wounded healer because I went through a lot of healing, self-healing through my life, and I would love to share that with other people, too, that are going through the same thing.
Okay. And when you are learning these different modalities, are you utilizing them on yourself?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's good.
Yes, I am.
Because that's very important, because that's always what they want any healer to do first, is to work on themselves. And then once you've been working on yourself, then you branch out and start working on other people. And you actually start working on other people before you might believe you're ready to work on other people. So you have reached a point where it is time for you to work on other people. Mm-hmm. Do you have other people that were willing to work with you?
Yes. Right now, it's basically remote healing. I'm doing it with more advanced healers. And I'm practicing, you know, to learn more about myself and what I'm attuned to. And I'm finding that I have a lot of intuitive feelings during these sessions. So just kind of learning about myself, too, while I'm doing the healing.
And that's good. That's very important for you to allow your own evolution as you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, I started looking into different healing modalities. Oh, my gosh, it's been almost 30 years ago? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling really old right now in this moment. No, I'm not, actually. But, and over the course of that time, I would learn a method, and then I would want to know more, and I would be taken to another method and another method and another method.
Yeah.
And so I've learned all of these different methods. And now I usually, you know, before I was learning several different methods a year, now I usually only learn one method a year. But the methods that they're showing me that I'm learning each year are so much more profound than anything that I was learning when I was learning all of those methods at once. Okay, so I'm getting that you, I don't know if you've looked into the Divine Mother healing. I don't know if that's something that you've even experienced yet.
The
Divine Mother wants to work with you.
Okay, wonderful, because what I am finding is that the more I study different modalities, the more simplicity I want, and I'd love to have a direct connection with Creator or Divine Mother or, you know, a higher being rather than having all the other modalities. I just find that connection very important, to be like a vessel, being able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that completely, because that's one of the things that they've always been showing me. And I went from all the methods where you had to tap on all of the different points and do all of these other things. And now it's just a matter of saying what I want and allowing my team is what I call them, all of my angels and guides and all of that,
yes,
to do what needs to be done. And I so prefer that. It's so much simpler. Okay,
nice.
So I'm supposed to do something with you right now, connected with Divine Mother. So if she wants, what do you want me to do with her? Okay, so it's basically we are going to fill you with some of Divine Mother's energy. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's see, what does she want to fill you with? Hold on, I'm on my computer, and I usually don't do this on my computer, and I've forgotten how to turn pages on the computer. Oh, this is really cool. Okay. Oh, we're going to do this one. So we're going to do what is called an invocation of divine beings, which is not what I expected her to choose. So the purpose of this invocation is to lift your vibration and unite you with those beings who recognize that they are whole and one with God. And then you can proceed with any kind of healing from this level of union with the divine. So this is going to bring you that connection in a deeper and more profound way than you've experienced it before. Okay, she's never had me do this like this before, so... You must really be special, Nancy. Okay.
Oh, more than anybody else.
Yes. Or just as much as anybody else, since we're all equal. Okay.
Oh.
So I want you to just take some nice deep breaths. And as you breathe, feel your heart opening. And feel yourself softening. Just feel yourself letting go of anything that needs to be let go of. And this is bringing you into the oneness of all life. And anyone else who wants to receive this energy, all you have to do is just do what we do. Okay, here is the invocation. I am whole. I am one with God. I am one in the infinite wholeness of all that is. I call upon Almighty Mother, Father, God, and all of the beautiful expressions of divine love who know and live the wholeness of divine truth. I call upon these great beings now. I invite the presence of Mother, Divine Mother, in her many aspects. I invite Mother Mary. Shekinah, Mother Lakshmi, Sarasvati, Durga, Kali, Parvati. I invite Tara and Kuan Yin, the divine presence of Fatima, white buffalo calf woman, Gaia, Mother Nature. I invite all the expressions of Divine Mother from the world's traditions of truth. I invite those beings and master teachers around whose teachings many of the world's major spiritual traditions have grown. I call upon Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, Abraham and Moses, the divine presence of Muhammad, Lord Buddha, Lao Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva. I call upon all of the archangels, including Archangels Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Zadkiel, Shamuel, Jophiel, Metatron, and all of the ones that I didn't name. I invite the Ascended Masters, Babaji, Sanada, Serapis Bay, Saint Germain, Elmore, Brother Francis of Assisi, and all of the Ascended Masters. I also invite all of the enlightened gurus who want to be a part of this. And there is a protective sphere of light surrounding us now, a sphere of holy light creating a sacred space. Archangel Michael and his legion of angels surround and protect this sacred space. Archangel Michael stands to the north of me, the south of me, the east of me, the west of me, above me, and below me. The loving, liquid, golden, healing essence of divine love is continually pouring into me throughout my healing work, allowing all of the healing, lifting, and energy shifting to be smooth, comfortable, and complete. I invite these great divine beings present to be with me now and any time I am doing healing work. You are welcome in my life from this moment forward. Thank you, Divine Mother. And so it is. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
Oh, my goodness. I was in tears. Beautiful. That's the whole universe.
We didn't name everybody. You know, there were a few more we were going to make. So, really, this is connecting you beyond religion, you know, beyond those religious beliefs that say, this is who you're supposed to believe in. This is connecting you all across the board to any of the divine beings who are part of the wholeness, the oneness.
Mm.
Any of them that are not into that separation and all of that other stuff that some religions are into. This is connecting you with the Creator in every form that the Creator takes. And it's amazingly powerful. So notice what's different now when you do healing work. And do healing work on other people. Do it in person, too, not just remote.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you need to touch people. You need to physically touch them.
That is true. You know, I mean, I have people that I'm very close to, but I was sometimes told that I'd be, you know, it wasn't a good idea when you know so much about a person. But I will practice.
One of the things that I do when I'm doing hands-on healing is I put my hands on, I ask them first, you know, and then I put my hands on them, and then I say, I usually just, you know, talk to my team like regular people, and I say, okay, I've got my hands here. Is this where you want me to put them? And they tell me if I need to move them, and if I do, I do. And I say, okay, do whatever you need to do, and I'll just hold my hands here, and when you're finished, let me know. What I know about the person doesn't come into play. It's not me that they're getting the energy from. The energy's flowing through me into them
They're not getting my energy. I don't need to have anything figured out. It's not up to me.
Okay, I will do that. I will definitely do that because I do understand, you know, how to, you know, let the one come in. I do.
Yeah. Okay, so they keep showing me images of you putting your hands on people, so I really want you to do that. And it's like this, I can't put it into words. You'll be surprised. I'll just put it like that. And the people that you do this with will be pleased. And the healing that they receive will be whatever's for their highest good. It won't be based on what you expect because it's not you that's doing it. It's like you're the water hose. So it's the water flowing through you that's doing the work. You're just the hose.
Right. Right.
And you are a great healer, so start getting to work. Yeah.
Okay. I will start getting to work.
Wonderful, okay. Wonderful. Was there anything
else? Thank you so much. No, I would also love to work with animals. I have a dog that, you know, is up there in the years and needs some help. So I was hoping to also work on him.
You can. You can just put your hands on him. Dogs love that energy. And when the dog has had enough energy, the dog will get up and walk away. So they're even better at receiving it than people are. You know, and they're like, okay, enough of this.
Yeah. Okay. No, you really helped, and I thank you. Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay, and if you decide you want to look into the Divine Mother Healing, I think it's divinemotheronline.net. And there's a bunch of different stuff. There's some free stuff so that you can actually experience it if you want to. And then there's stuff that you can buy if you want to read it. And it's totally up to you. But I love the Divine Mother energy. And I've only been in the Divine Mother energy for a couple of weeks now. But it's amazing to me. You know, that's my thing this year, apparently, is Divine Mother. And it's, I just love it. I really just love it.
I will look into it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
God
Thanks
bless.
For calling. You too, sweetie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you still there, DC?
I am. It's a beautiful show, Barbara.
I know. Now we've got all that energy in us. Okay. Let me see if my computer will actually let me go into the chat room now. It's being stubborn. Well, we have run out of callers. I have to check two screens to make sure that I'm telling the truth. So is there anything that you are now feeling guided to say?
No, Barbara, I was just hearing the song Come Together right now over me when you were talking about Divine Mother.
Ah. I just love it when they stick music in. And now that song's going through my head. You know, for people who are exploring their lives, exploring who they are and their purpose and all of that, more and more I find that what I am being guided to has to do with the oneness, with the wholeness, with actually the unconditional love and acceptance. And it's all about starting with me, you know. I
yes.
have that list of beautiful things that I say to myself every day. And
beautiful.
I just love the way it makes me feel. Have I given you that list?
Now, what's that, Barbara?
Have I given you that list?
I don't have the list, no.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the list.
Yes.
And you can start your mornings and your evenings saying that list to yourself.
Beautiful.
And it is just so amazing. And now they're saying you should say the list to DC right now. Okay, so are you willing to allow me to say this list to you right now?
Oh, my goodness, yes, thank you.
Okay. So just sit back and relax. And this is going to be me and Divine Mother and your higher self saying this to you. I love you, DC love. I love you with all of my heart. You are filled with divine light. You are whole. You are perfect in my eyes. You have the power to change your world. You have much to celebrate about yourself and your life. You are wonderful. You are precious to me. You are good. You live in happiness and love. You are wise. I love everything about you. You care for yourself and others. You are compassionate. You are growing and learning each and every day. I lovingly embrace you. You are deserving of happiness. You accept yourself unconditionally. You are deserving of money. You deserve love, peace, and freedom. You radiate love, peace, and happiness. You are full of grace. You are loved. You are a work of art, cherished and admired. You are beautiful. You are generous. You make good decisions. You are worthy. You are forgiving. You are fun to be with. You are an inspiration to me. You shine. You radiate confidence and self-respect. You radiate inner harmony. You are fierce. You are in perfect health. You are balanced. You honor your inner voice. You are prosperous. You are safe. You are supported. You are protected. You are powerful beyond your wildest dreams. You are valuable. You are radiant with light. You are delightful. You are courageous. Your heart is open. You live in the moment. You attract wonderful people into your life. You are a magnet of love. You are amazing. You are a creator. You love yourself. You are wise. You trust. You treat your body with love. You accept yourself. You choose to see the truth. You are open to receiving. You are joyful. You are smart. You are brilliant. You are your own best friend. You nourish your soul. You are capable. You are loved by the universe. You are good. You are kind. You are one with God. You are infinite, eternal, and love. You are true. You are certain. You are love. You are adored and desired. You are a creator. You love all parts of yourself. You are a blessing to the world. I love you, DC love. I love you, DC love. I love you, DC love. And just take a couple of nice, deep breaths. Tell me how that feels.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm floating on clouds here.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And it just makes life seem so, I don't know, absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So we don't have any callers. I can't look at the chat room. So let me check and see if they're saying that's it for today. They're saying that if we are ready to end the show, that now is a good time to end the show. So are you ready to end the show?
I am ready. I'm so blessed to have been here today. And it's just, it makes, oh my gosh, my whole weekend is going to be amazing. Barbara, this is such an amazing time that I get to share with you. Thank you.
And it is amazing for me, too. I just love this time. And,
thank you.
And, you know, as I open up more and more to loving myself, I just find that I just love everybody so much more. So you're even more wonderful
yeah.
than you were before. It just gets better and better. And that's the way life is supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is our show for today. Thank you to everyone who listened and who listens in the archives. And we will be back on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Mountain for Morning with Jesus, where we share messages from Jesus and other divine beings who answer questions and share what is going on in people's lives. Realize every show we do is about answering questions and helping people with their lives, right? I just noticed that. That's all. Okay, so that's what we do, and we will keep doing it. We love you all so very much. Anyone who wants the list of love phrases, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will send it to you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.